Hi, this is Dr. Wynn Henderson. I do this podcast to help people with addictive behaviors cure their behaviors. Today I thought I would talk about relationship addictions. Although obsessive love is not the only type of relationship addiction, it is often in the news and a behavior that is very interesting to a large number of people. What is obsession? My dictionary defines obsession as, number one, a state in which someone thinks about someone or something constantly or very frequently, especially in a way that is not normal. Number two, someone or something that a person thinks about constantly or frequently. And number three, an activity that someone is very interested in or spends a lot of time doing. Love obsession fits in the addictive group as a relationship addiction. And an addiction, in my way of thinking, means when you come to understand that a behavior that you have is hurting yourself or someone you love, and you can't stop that behavior for whatever reason, then you're addicted to that behavior. Here's a quick test to find out if you are an obsessive lover. Do you yearn to be with the object of your desire? Feel that you have a right to a relationship with him or her? Pursue your object on a regular basis? Fixate on that object? Suffer from your object's rejection but continue your pursuit? Feel rage at the situation? Feel like you are a victim? Have difficulty sleeping or eating? Call, wait on, or drive by your object's residence, or have violent thoughts against your object. Three or more of these characteristics put you in the group of relationship addicts. If you have been physically intimate with your obsessional object, your feeling of, quote, incredible sex is your hook. Rejection unleashes the obsession, which leads to personal emotional insult, which leads to anger and acting out or acting in, which leads to revenge, either in thought or deed. The grand fallacy of all this is the savior complex. By this I mean the individual believes that he or she is the object's savior in one or more ways. The risk to the object increases with history of violence, substance abuse, threats of violence toward the object, and family history of violent behavior. The chances of becoming a victim decrease with the following: use of law enforcement, having a personal attorney for advice, using a battered or abused woman's or men's shelter, although it would be hard to find a men's shelter, I think, moving from the area, and involving and communicating with family and friends. Relationship addiction is but one of the 20-plus addictive behaviors, and all addictions respond to a single treatment program with the same results. The 5-step plan in my book, Freedom from Addiction, can have a 100% cure rate if 3 simple criteria are met. For more information, go to www.freedomfromaddiction.info. Thank you for your attention, and have a wonderful day.